Thank you. Green. Congrats. Hello? Hope you can play around and see how much gas is. Or not. Are you using that background music or something? What is that Mexican or whatever he is that walks a dog that looks like you that has that dog like you? What is he with that?
Wow.
He walks up a nighttime.
So down here.
Oh, so I just seen that dog there. I thought it was my business.
But.
Yeah, I don't feel it's good for it to be kicked out. I love this piece of land back there.
Is it for sale?
It used to be at one time, but.
What's it was going for?
Oh, I don't remember. It just said for sale.
A whole lot?
I don't remember. I don't even know if that was private. It said for sale. People are out of Lexington. I looked it up on the PVA. Once you get back there, it's like it's secluded, like you're not even in Somerset.
Thank you for calling Local Splash. Is anyone on the line?
Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry about that. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm Amanda Gregory from Digit Junk Removal, and we've had some Google reviews that have been placed that wasn't showing up on our profile on Google. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go ahead and pull up the account. It'll just be a moment. There we are. Okay. And to confirm, I'm speaking with Amanda from Digital
yes.
Junk Removal is what you mentioned, right? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Let me check what's going on. So when were they posted? Do you know when they were posted initially?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Okay. And how many
and
were
And then
there?
I had also another issue. There was just one that we're aware of.
One. Okay. Okay. And what was the other issue you're concerned about?
When you pull up on Digital, when you Google Digit Junk Removal, then it comes up with a description of, you know, where we're located and all that stuff. It also has us located in Somerset, Kentucky, which we are located, but it has us located in California, which I'm assuming is where you guys are located. But, of course, we're just in Somerset, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. That's definitely not supposed to be there. Let me just go ahead and check to see why that's
okay.
There. It'll just be a moment. I'll be right back on the line with you here. Okay, Amanda?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. One moment.
God, she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Well.
God, Pocky and her would never get along now.
Hey, well, look, people, AJ. What do you mean? Dogs, man. Well, that was a tough thing.
And if you're not going to, if you're not being positive. I'm proactive. You can't roll up that window and expect me to sit here.
I thought she was getting out.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
Watch your car, man.
I know, I fucking hate. Wait a second, she'll stop barking. Hurry, she's barking. It's loud and noxious.
That's $21 here, man. I'm not messing my money.
What's that?
Not messing my money. Dude, what's up, bro?
Go on, Fred. Man, that truck's nice. I want it.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience, Amanda. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So regarding the review that was posted yesterday, did you by any chance see it posted initially, or do you just know that?
Well, what it was is a customer had sent him a screenshot of it, and she had posted it on there in Facebook, which I didn't even check Facebook. And then there was also another thing. There had been some reviews that had been posted, and I guess I don't know if it's AI that is replying to them, but it's not me. But there's been replies.
Yeah, we have an automated system now that automatically replies to your reviews. If that's okay, we'll leave it on. It's actually good for
us. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Now, regarding the review, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to watch that for the next 2 days, because sometimes Google can take up to 3 days to post a review.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, so if it doesn't show up in the next 2 days, we'll go ahead and report that to Google. We just want to give them the time. Otherwise, they'll just ask us to wait 3 days. We'll get that started for you, and then I'll follow up with you regarding that. The next thing, so California being found on the Google profile. Is there any way that you can take a screenshot of that and send it to me via text?
Well, see, that's what I had addressed this like a week and a half ago with somebody. And I had done the same thing. I had sent her a picture, a screenshot of it and everything, and she never got back with me. And I think I'm calling from my phone number, my personal phone number. It's not the one. But I think she even listed it to where they could receive text messages from my number because they wouldn't be able to. Let me get a pen.
Okay.
And I noticed today it was still on there. I had kind of zapped it and forgot about it. But we just like keeping it because people think we're local. We don't want them thinking we're like a franchise. But, yeah, what's that number?
Yeah, it'll be 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225. And I'll make sure to look at it right now while I have
it. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to put you on speakerphone. 1 second.
Sure. Of course.
So let's see here.
I see here where you spoke with someone. This was about a week ago, you mentioned, right, on the 30th of March? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, so I just sent that.
Okay, thank you. Let me check for that. It'll just be a moment. Okay, thank you so much for your patience, Amanda. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So what your screenshot is including is a response it's an AI generated response. So we checked the description of your business internally on your account, and it doesn't actually list anything that has to do with the Bay Area or California. So they explained to me that that's information collected from around the web or on Google. So AI pretty much takes all the information from the internet that it can find, and it puts it together in that information it gives you, but it's not coming from the description from your account.
Okay. Okay. That's what I had kind of figured, but he was kind of freaking out about it. So
yeah. No, I'm sorry. And I do see that we sent an email letting you know we're going to remove it. I apologize for that miscommunication.
Okay.
It's just from around the web. Okay.
Okay, awesome. Okay,
all right.
And then, so we're going to wait a couple days for the review, and then I think we're all good then.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll hear back from me. My name is Lily. I'm sorry that no one ever got back to you before, but I'll go ahead and follow up with you no later than Friday.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.